coming up with your complete updated Christmas list for cards or letters, whatever you're going to send out this year, is somewhat daunting, and it's kind of a little nerve-wracking because you think, well, maybe I'll forget somebody. But I want to give you a couple good tips. First of all, if you do find that you forgot someone, they send you a card and you didn't send them out, have extra cards on hand ready to just turn around and send out that day. It's really no big deal. They don't know what day you sent the other cards. Some cards, I mean, I get cards from people in February, so they don't know what day you sent the other cards. Just if you get one that you missed, no stress, just address it that day and send it out with the next time you go to the mail. The other thing you can do is while you're creating the list, you can use categories. We talked about this a little bit before, but you'll have your category of immediate family members, extended family members, close friends, business associates, service providers, and other people. Like for me, my other people would be my people at church. I mean, that's a big list. They're maybe not my closest friends, but they're very good friends, and I want to give them cards too. So that helps me to include everybody. The other thing that I do is I always save the cards from the previous years, and I double check. While I'm done, I just go through them one more time before I put them in the trash, and I'll pull out the photos that I'm going to save in an album, and I make sure that I've gotten all those people onto my list this year.